I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow, President Trump's revised executive order limiting travel from six Muslim countries goes into effect, suspending refugee admission for 120 days. Bethany Christian Services' Donna Abbott explains what happens to those who are caught in the bureaucratic no man's land.
We have 47 refugees due to arrive before September 30th. All of them except for one has their security clearance expired, which means they have to start the two-year process all over again.
But there are still things that we can do to be part of the solution on a divisive issue.
Our responsibility is to go back to what the Bible tells us our responsibility is, right? To the widow, to the orphan, to the prisoner, to the alien amongst us. Refugees represent all of those.
And then Deaf History Month started this week on March 13th and runs through the middle of April. Three key events in deaf history occurred within these dates, and they all have something to do with deaf access to education. But Chantel Pagan, advocacy director with the Deaf Bible Society, says scripture access with the deaf is still a problem. 98% of the deaf community is still unreached with the gospel. We'll share more about deaf advocacy and gospel access this month at missionnews.org.
We have such a huge opportunity in today's day and age to not only acknowledge what the past has brought to our attention, but also acknowledge the future for the deaf community and how Deaf Bible Society can partner in meaningful ways with the community around the world to see that they would know the hope of Christ through the Bible in their heart language.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.